God bless you, Brother Melvin. Thank you so much for having me on your show. We thank God for you because the name that you have given it, the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, KRAJ 100.9 FM, here in the Antelope Valley, Melvin Slade, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Sunday after Sunday. And I'm glad to be a part. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part with you. Father, we thank you for this privilege to be here today, and we thank you for giving us directions, guidance, and allowing the Holy Spirit to use us to speak to the hearts and mind and the very soul of those who will hear your word, that we may not forget. Father, you've given me the works to respond to those who will hear, to know that we cannot forget. Whatever it is that we have that is good, you gave it to us. Bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This has been, for me, a very involved week that has just passed. On last Wednesday, here in the Antelope Valley, one of our deputies from the Lancaster station went out to answer a call here in Lancaster near the college over on 30th Street West and was shot to death. And not only that, is my understanding, according to what the Sheriff McDonald said, that he was not only that, he stood up over him and shot four more shots into his body, which was a very, very shake-up time here in the Antelope Valley. I was called upon by some of the leaders here in the area for me to come over to the Shaft Station at 7 p.m. On Wednesday night to lead those who showed up in a time of prayer. Now, in the process of sharing that time of prayer, I had the people to know that as far as I am concerned, I don't know who calls on what name, but I have only one name that I shall never forget, and his name is Jesus. And I learned his name in the cotton field on a sharecropper's plantation by my mama calling up on him day and night, until finally one day, later on, many years afterward, after I was 16 years old, my daddy came back out of the military. And when he came back out of the military, my mama had saved the money that he sent, and we bought our own farm, built our own nice, airtight house up on the hill of the property that Dad and Mama had bought. But here's where I'm going with this. Here's where I'm going with this. Mama never let us forget that, yes, we did grow up on a plantation. Yes, we did eat food that was left over at the white people's kitchen where she prepared food. Yes, we did go into the back doors. Yes, we did live in a house that rained in it. Now, you'd have buckets all over the house trying to catch the rain and moving your beds around where you wouldn't get wet in the bed when it rained at night. All of that. But Mama continued to tell us we cannot forget because we're living in good order now, but we cannot forget where we come from. So that's what I want to talk about today with you. Turn with me, if you please, to the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua. And I'm going to kind of scatter read what the Lord has given me here. Starting at verse 17, Joshua 24, verse 17. Listen what Joshua said to the people. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all of the ways wherein we went, and among all of the people throughout whom we passed. In other words, if I were to talk about my own time, it was God who kept us on the cotton picking plantation. And you know what? I feel a crying spirit on me now, just a spirit of joy that God brought us out from the plantation. And I need to tell you that three different plantations we lived on. The first one was a very mean doctor who owned that plantation. He put us off the farm, and when my daddy went to the army, because it wasn't enough of us to raise a lot of cotton. But the other two plantation owners that we went to, Mr. Rivers Burks and Cecil Armour, they cared about us, cared about all of the plantation workers. Mr. Rivers would park his tractor under the shade tree, and dozens of us would gather under the shade tree with the white man who who owned the plantation, while he would tell us that he really appreciated us for working the farms and making him money. He told us that. So when we got into our own plantation, by the way, as 60 acres Mama and Daddy bought, Mama never let us forget. Now let me skip down and tell you what else Joshua said. Verse 26. And Joshua wrote these words in a book of the law of God. And watch this now, watch this. And took a stone, a great stone, and set it up there under an oak tree that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Verse 27. And Joshua said unto all of the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness, shall be a witness unto you. For he has heard all the words of the Lord. I read that a little bit wrong. For it has heard. Now, I didn't know rocks could hear, but Joshua said it could, and I'm going to talk about that. For it has heard all of the words of the Lord which he spoke unto us. And Joshua put himself into this. And it shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest you deny your God. You cannot forget what God has done for you. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his own inheritance. Now I want to talk about that with you, and I guess I'd like to use for our thought today, to wrap all our thoughts around, a stone witness. A stone witness. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot forget how God took care of us. I was the oldest of five children. And by the way, just I believe since I last spoke to you, there were five sisters and brothers, and I was the oldest of all five. And my baby brother left first. Next was my baby sister. Next was my oldest sister. And then three or four weeks ago, my brother, who lived in Ridgecrest, he left, and I'm the only one left. But I cannot forget how God brought us through the areas where the only thing that we had to eat was the food that we grew on the farm, and Mama and Daddy knew how to keep the potatoes by building, taking some sticks and building. And I know you young people, some of you young people hearing me today may not understand any of this, but I've been left on file here to remind you that who you are is who I am. Because somehow or the other, even though you're not my DNA, but we are part of the same cut from Africa. And I just letting you know that God brought us from somewhere. And I want you to never forget that it's the goodness of God that has kept us. But I cannot forget, they would take these sticks and put them up in the garden and put dirt all over that, and then put the potatoes in there to where they would not get frostbitten. And so we could eat white potatoes all year long. We could eat the red potatoes all the winter long. We could go out there and open it up and bring potatoes in and cook them along with the pork that Mama and Daddy had killed, along with the chickens, and along with the peanuts and popcorn. Let me tell you, we had a raggedy house, but a lovely home, because God kept us, and He made a home in the midst of a leaky house. Not too many of us have that anymore. So I come to let you know that we cannot forget where God has brought us from. There was a time we could not vote. There was a time that we were not allowed to even speak unless our white owners allowed us to speak. But God has brought us to where we have a black president, we have council members, and even me in my own little city here had a chance to be a city council, vice mayor, and mayor for 18 years in the city of Lancaster. Now, I would like to jump back and rail up about what I did, but I need to let you know that I know very well I have not forgotten. It was God who set me in that order, not me myself. And I have a stone witness for that, that God has brought us. I'm comfortable, and I know that God has brought us. So I want to say something to you, that Joshua called the children of Israel together, and he said to them, he said, listen, in verse 17, he said, for the Lord our God brought us up out of Egypt. And he said, I don't want you all to forget that. Then you'll find him speaking in verse 26. He says, now, so that you cannot forget, I'm going to take this huge stone. And the Bible doesn't say it in this way, but I can see Joshua saying, I need 10 or 15 guys to get over here and help me roll this stone up under the oak tree. And I want this stone to be a witness, because this stone, if it could speak a word, it could witness to the fact that you and I agreed that we would not forget, because God had brought us from somewhere. I'm so thankful that God has kept me in this way, and I continue to pray every day of my life that God would not let my mind escape me before I leave here, that I might continue to remember what God has done for me. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, this deputy that was killed on last Wednesday a week ago, I want you to know that this guy really was one of those guys who cared. Now, I recognize that there's been a lot of shooting and killing by white police officers across the country, but I want you to know that this guy was obviously not one of those. And I'm not sure how this happened. I don't know what happened at all, but I know what he has done for me and Miss Gwen Cole and many others who are helping us to lead a mentoring group. And Steve showed up whenever we would ask him to help us to get those kids to remember that they need to go to school. They need to learn all they can learn. And he would do that time after time. So I'm thankful for what God has given us through him. Now, I don't know how anybody else feels, brothers and sisters, but I really believe it's time now for the Antelope Valley, black, white, and brown, to come together for the common good of saying, God, we need you, and we need your wisdom to teach us how we must come together for the common good of our area and to fight against evil no matter who the evil come from. So Joshua let them know that the stone had witnessed. He also wrote it in a book. He wrote it in a book of the law of God so that the people could not forget. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm one of those who live most of the time in my house alone. And me and the Lord just talk out loud. And sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night with tears in my eyes, not because I'm sad, other than the fact that I just wished everybody could recognize the fact that God is just good. Even though it doesn't appear that he's good often, sometimes it feels like you wonder, why in the world would God ever let certain things happen? But I want you to know that God is still good, no matter how it looks. So he put the stone under the tree. Now, as we kind of close this message, I want you to take a look at St. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Here we find, now talking about the stone, talking about a witness. John chapter 14, listen what Jesus said as he got his disciples ready for his departure. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you may be also. But watch, Thomas raised his hand and says, well, we don't know where you're going, so how can we follow? Listen to what Jesus said in verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Now, let me see if I can kind of rotate that around the rock. There's many scriptures that refer to Jesus as being the rock of our salvation. So here I believe that Jesus is also saying, I am the rock that brought salvation. I am the rock who made life so that you can live again. So I urge every last one of you as we close this message today to don't forget where God has brought you from. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to leave, but I need to ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come at this moment asking you to accept our words and to embellish them into the minds of those who heard it today, and let them never forget that it is you who have brought us and not we ourselves. I pray for a witness by the stone under the tree. I pray for a witness by the blood, your precious blood. I pray for a witness for those of us brothers and sisters who live here in the Antelope Valley and other places who are doing everything they can to live the truth so that other men might know that you are the rock of our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We invite you to come visit our church whenever you can. And we're at 37721 North 100 Street East. And our pastor is Pastor Rodney Rivers, a great preacher. And we thank the Lord and invite you to be there with us at 10 o'clock any Sunday morning. God bless you. We'll see you soon.